Hi, it's Michael Senoff at MichaelSenoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This is a presentation for the Hidden Internet Marketing Asset System. This is a two-part recording. The title is called How to Gather Clients and Start Collecting Upfront in Residual Income. David claims it only takes four clients to get anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 for yourself upfront. And that's not including the extra $1,000 a month in residual income you'd earn for every four business owners you get. And in this audio, you'll hear how to land those clients. David has a multitude of ways to go about doing it, so you're bound to find a few you like, feel comfortable with, and know will work for you. This is the part one. It's called Work Smarter, Not Harder. Running workshops is one of the best ways to gather pre-sold clients who are chasing you down instead of vice versa. And in part one, you'll hear how to set those workshops up with a small business association in your area. But if that doesn't sound like something you want to do, you'll also hear many other ways to gather clients, including what David casually asks every business owner he meets in order to pick up clients everywhere he goes, how to get business-to-business people to pitch your services to their client list and piggyback on their established credibility, proven resources for finding quick leads for free or pretty close to it, how to use local nonprofits to run workshops through, split the profit 50-50, write off your expenses, and make residual clients for yourself, all while helping out a charity. How to use the Yellow Pages to hunt for that kind of client you know will be able to use your help. And residual income opportunities you probably weren't aware of. Now let's get going.
Okay, so the first thing we've got to go over is what? How to start getting clients to come to you. That's the most important thing. So in order to set that up, I'm going to give you some different scenarios. This is a biggie, but it depends on the government in your local place of business. Some of them will, and I guess it's kind of like Michael Timlin said, some will, some won't, next. So if you can try this, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. It has worked extremely well for me, but a lot of it depends totally on the manager that is in charge of that specific place. So what you can do is you can actually contact the Small Business Administration, and in every city or town across the nation, they have what they call SBDC. Now, those are called Small Business Development Centers. And you want to try to contact the Small Business Development Center that's closest to you in your hometown. I guarantee you there's one there. And they're mostly located around colleges or college campuses. That was how I did that deal that I told everybody about in the presentation, where I had about 150 people lined up to see me. Now, if this works, and they'll allow you to do it, some of them will, some of them won't. It depends on the policy. But we've got several students that are already doing this. And what you do is just go into the SBDC and talk to the manager there and see if it would allow you to put on a free e-commerce workshop for the local business owners. It's totally free. It's not a pitch. And this is the biggest mentality about a workshop, because a workshop is not a sales pitch. What you really have to do is you have to really be willing to teach these folks about internet marketing and what their site is not doing. And we'll be going over all of that. This works really, really well if you can get in with the SBA. Some of them will let you do that. Some of them will welcome you with open arms. And some of them are kind of like, well, I don't know if we're allowed to do that and that kind of stuff. But it actually depends on where you're at. California is a tough place to get aligned with, and we found that out from experience. Most of the Midwest and the Southeast, where just about everybody here is at, is very simple to do. And most of the time, they welcome anything that is going to help the local business owners, because that's what they do. So if this works out for you, this is how slick this can be. The government will actually start doing public service announcements for you. You can have the U.S. government basically doing your advertising for you, and they'll fill the room up, and all you've got to do is show up and teach. And once you walk away from that workshop, you're going to get swamped with those guys, because this is how it works in a workshop. You'll get a formatted workshop format with an audio file that tells you exactly how I teach these workshops. And I don't ever put a pitch in there. I don't ever say anything about my services, but the psychology behind these works phenomenally well. And this is the reason it works so well, is while you're up there teaching these guys about online marketing, they, number one, know that you're the expert. Number two, they know that you know a whole lot more about that arena than they do. So in their mind, you've already branded yourself as the expert to everybody in that room. So your credibility is already there, and the next two things you've got to do during the workshop is to get them to know you and to trust you. So the credibility is there. They just have to get to know you and like you, and there's a lot of checks waiting for you right in that room. So what happens is, while you're teaching the workshop, you're going to see some of the business owners are furiously taking notes, and those guys will go back to their own business, and they're going to try to do what you told them to do, and some of them are sharp enough to get that accomplished. Did I lose a client there? No, not really, because eventually they're going to call, you know, when they need some help on something else, and they're going to remember who showed them all that information for free. But the flip side of that, too, is these business owners do not have time to learn all this stuff. They really don't. They're too busy just running the day-to-day operation of their own business. So what they do is they'll sit there and start taking notes for a while, and then about halfway through the workshop, you're going to see them lay their pen down, and their eyes kind of glaze over, and they're like, dang, God, I wonder how much Steven or Divtar would charge me to do that. And that's how it works. You never, ever mention that, but that's what happens, is if you're honestly there to try to help them, that comes through. And just because they can't keep up with you, or they don't want to keep up with you, they're going to hire you instead. So they already know how everything works. They know you're the pro, and they just don't want to fool with it. They don't have time. Hey, if it's only going to cost me $5,000, I'd much rather pay this guy, let them do it for me, and I know it's done right, and I don't have to fool with it. So the workshops are the number one way to generate pre-sold clients that are actually chasing you instead of the other way around. So now that everybody's got that strategy, I'm going to show you some different ways to set up the workshops. And there's a lot of them. It's basically limited just only by your imagination. Willie and I have been doing this for a long time. I actually started teaching him offline consulting last year, and he didn't push me, couldn't convince me to get in the online world until May of this year. So I've been online since May of this year and already achieved what I have, but it's because of my knowledge in offline marketing, so I always thought that was really funny. It's the opposite of what everybody else is doing. But the neat thing about this is, number one, you can use SBA workshops, and if they'll let you set up, set it up. So they'll do the promotion for you, they'll pack the rooms for you, and it's also very, very helpful that because the SBA allows me to do it where I'm at, I actually have on my business card, ask me about free workshops hosted by the SBA. And what that means is any competitor that comes in after you is dirt, because there's nobody in the world that is going to be able to say, hey, I'm pretty much endorsed by the Small Business Administration of the government, I know what I'm doing, I'm a trust. So anybody that comes in after you is basically just going to be eating your dust. Nobody can compete with that. And especially since it says free workshops, business owners really love that stuff. And believe it or not, we were out shopping yesterday evening, and I picked up a client just by talking to him for 10 minutes while my wife was shopping. It really is that simple. And this is the question. You need to write this down. This is really important. This is the question that I ask every business owner just in passing. How are you keeping in touch with your current customer base? How are you staying in touch with your current customer base? And most of them will look at you like you have two heads. They have absolutely no clue what you're referring to. So most business owners, honestly, do not even understand the importance of having a list. They just don't think about that because it's not traditional marketing. But a list to a business owner can be just as huge as it can for online marketers. If they've got a system that they can stay in touch with all of their customers that buy from them regularly, don't you think their sales would go way, way up and their advertising would go way down? Sure it would. And we'll be moving into how to build a list and how all of that works. And I've got some really sneaky methods that work real well that'll show you guys how to add tons and tons of buying customers to this person's list every day. But the biggest thing about this is called the client gathering, and that's what this call is all about, is how to get the clients to start chasing you instead of the other way around. So you've got the workshops that you can get hosted with the SBDCs. By all means, do that. What I wound up doing was the word got around. I didn't say anything to anybody else, but the word actually got around from one of those SBDCs to all of the others with, hey, you've got to have this guy come and speak down there at your place. He's awesome. So I wound up speaking all over the entire state because I would get calls from the SBDCs in Beaufort and Anna and come here, can you come here? And I'm like, sure, that's not a problem. So that's actually how easy it can be, and that is the easiest model to do that. Now, if for some reason the SBDCs will not let you do that, and I'll tell you the reason why. Some of them are really, really savvy, and the SCORE team that works there, that stands for Service Corps Retired Executives, do not ever, ever approach the SCORE team because those guys are retired executives. So they know what you're doing, and it's illegal for the government to endorse or promote any particular business over any other business. So are you promoting yourself while you're in there? Absolutely not. You know, you're there to teach them and train them and try to help them. But on the flip side of that, are you going to pick up a ton of bits after that shop? Absolutely you are. But those SCORE guys owe the deal. So stay away from them at all costs. They'll figure it out after it's already started, but after it's already started, it's too late. They're not going to stop it once you start it. But if for some reason that's one method, you can't get set up with the SBA in your local territory, then there's a myriad of different ways you can get clients to come to you. But another way, other than the SBA workshop, is called business-to-business salespeople. Now, this is really cool. And here's a twist on this, is business-to-business salespeople are out every single day pounding the pavement and seeing their current clients and developing new clients for whoever it is they work for. Most of them are in media, you know, like cable, TV, radio, that type of thing. And they're out there selling to business owners, yellow page reps, all that kind of stuff, even credit card merchant accounts. So there's tons and tons of them out there. So all you have to do is run a little ad in your local newspaper that says, B2B salespeople, triple your income without losing your job. And put your phone number there. And you can actually have them calling you left and right because those guys are always hungry. And you can meet them in a hotel lobby somewhere. Don't ever, ever bring them to your house. Just a word of caution there. But you can actually meet them in a hotel lobby. You don't even have to be checked into the hotel. Nobody knows if you are or not, and they don't care. I've showed up at the most expensive hotel we've got here in Charleston to interview B2B people, and they thought I was staying there, and the hotel did too, so nobody knew. But you can actually meet with them and talk with them. And here's how it works. Would you pay an outside salesperson 10 to 15% of the money that they make you to bring you clients? Absolutely.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
So that's what I do, is I'll pay them, and it's based on you, really, 10 to 15% of what they deliver to me. So I just give them a little flyer, and you guys will get that. I give them a little flyer that has their name on it, and all they have to do is, after they finish their regular pitch for their regular business that's paying them every week, they just drop that flyer in front of them, give them a 30-second elevator pitch on you, and they're gone. Now, they've got the credibility with that client already, because the client knows them. So you don't have to worry about credibility with the client. You already just bought it through the B2B salesperson that pitched them on your behalf. Does that make sense? So the next step is your phone starts ringing off the hook. And you'll get, depending on how many sales folks you got out there, I know a guy right now that has a dozen of them out there, one of my students, and he said he gets between 10 and 15 calls a day from business owners that want to see him. Not a bad deal, huh? So what you do is you set up a free 15-minute consultation. And once you get there, The next segment is we'll be going through exactly what to do, exactly what to say. And this training is kind of like in modules. This is lead generation. This is the meeting. You know, once you get there, this is what you do. And it'll be a total package where hopefully you'll be able to follow very easily. And a lot of people have been through this path already, so you're not alone. And you actually get the revised, finished, updated version that some of the other folks were guinea pigs on, so you're actually ahead of the game. So what happens, though, is your phone starts ringing off the hook with all these folks that want to set up a 15-minute free consultation with you. And once you get there, I'll be showing you in the next segment exactly what to do, what to say, so you leave there with a check. Now, if you think about this, you're giving those guys, say, 10% of what they deliver to you. If you close a $5,000 deal, which is the average, then you're going to be giving them $500, you know, for generating that lead. And that's free money to those guys for 30 seconds of work. So they love you. The company loves you. And the neat thing about that is you can outsource the entire $5,000 package through our outsourcing people for $1,750, and you're completely finished. And the turnaround time on it is 3 to 5 days. So you've given up $1,750 and $500 in commission out of $5,000, and the rest is yours, and you walk away from that deal with a residual client that's paying you $250 or $500 a month, and you did none of the work. You'd probably live on that if you got two or three of those a week, huh? It is actually that simple. I'm going to tell you another twist on the business-to-business salespeople. You can hire them right through the paper, go to the hotel lobby and meet them. I've done that many, many times. Now, a really good friend of mine that owns a big corporation in Tennessee has been one of my students for years, and he actually put a twist on that idea that's phenomenally well. And what he did was instead of hiring the business-to-business salespeople himself, he went to the company that is running the business-to-business salespeople, talked to the owner of the company, and it happened to be a calendar company, you know, that goes out and sells football calendars, school calendars, the business owners and everything every year. So he contacted the owner of that company, and he cut him in on the deal for 15%. So now that business owner already has an entire staff of pros that are outside salespeople, and now he's got Mike's flyer and Mike's program, and he's making it mandatory for his salespeople to push Mike while they're at it. Because he's making money. And then he gives his salespeople a little piddly bonus of $100 for every sale they bring Mike, and he's making a killing. Not very tough, huh?
How do you find those companies? In the Yellow Pages?
Yes. You can look in the Yellow Pages. I'll tell you a big, big strategy that I use, and it's only about $15 a month. GoLeads.com, just like it sounds, GoLeads.com. And you can go there and sign up, and they have a database of every registered business in the United States. So you can go in there and actually look for an industry code or look for anything by zip code, by demographics, by geographics, lots of search terms. But if you wanted to locate all of the bicycle shops in your surrounding three counties, you could do that with a click of one button, and it will tell you how many employees they have, who owns the business, their private contact information, and just tons and tons of stuff for like $14 or $15 a month. Pretty good tool. It's not very bad at all when you consider the information that you can get if you want to go that route. It makes a big difference if you can look on that screen and it says Bill Johnson, you know, is the owner of the Bait and Tackle Shack, you know, by the river. And you can pick up the phone and normally get past their downfield blockers. If you call them, if you decide to do that, and they answer the phone, you say, hey, is Bill Johnson in? This is David Preston. Yeah, can you hold for a minute? Sure. And that's a whole lot better than calling and say, can I speak to the owner, please? Because you'll never get past the secretary without a name. So that works real well. You can also see how many businesses are in your area that you want to hit. And you can also kind of pit them against each other by saying, look, I only take on so many clients in each industry in the local business area that I'm at. So I don't want to work with Mike's Bike Repair and Charles' Bike Repair because then I'm in competition with myself. So first one of you guys that hires me is in. So that works really well. So we've gone over the SBA workshops, and we've gone over business-to-business, and we've gone over the owners of business-to-business. And the third way is to put one on yourself. Ever thought about doing that? The way you can do that, there's a couple of different ways. You can rent a meeting room in a hotel. That's normally between $300 and $400. That normally includes the refreshments for the day. And here's how you get it to be self-funding. You can actually put up a little single web page. You guys will also get a copy of that, but you'll have to edit it. And how that works is you put up a single web page, and you can charge $25, $30, $49.95. I've even charged $97 before. Run an ad in the paper that says free e-commerce workshop for business owners. And then under it, I put the 7 fatal mistakes your site is guilty of. And you put the web address. That's it. So they hit your website, and it says, this is a seat registration fee. Due to the fact that it's very limited seating capacity and we're always swamped, we have to know that you're going to be there if you commit to it. So click the PayPal button below and reserve your seat today. So that money comes to you instantly into PayPal. And it can be whatever you want to set it at, $25. I think the last one I did was $49.95. And they reserve their seat. You take that money and pay for everything else. Go to the hotel, give them their $300 or $400 out of the money that you earned. The last time I did that, I had a little over $1,100 left over that came to me. Of course, I kept that. And then I picked up 7 clients from that workshop. Good idea? Okay, here's another one. How about the local charities that are right in your own backyard? Willie Crawford and I did a contest between me and him because I gave him this idea 3 months ago. We started working on it together, and we decided to compete with each other just for fun and see what would happen. And, of course, he blew me away. But the neat thing was he went to the Knights of Columbus right there in his own backyard, and they're all in the Yellow Pages. So he went to the Knights of Columbus, and I went to the Rotary Club, Kiwanis Club, the Shriners, anything that's a nonprofit organization, anything. And what you do is just approach them and say, look, I would be willing to host a free e-commerce workshop for business owners if you would help me pack the room, I'll split the profit with you. And I can tell you point blank, it sure beats washing cars for $5 a piece to raise funding for your company. So in a nonprofit status, they're very, very picky about how this works, because this is a slick little system. Is I got the Rotary Club to agree to that, but I had to rent the hall from them first, and really had to rent it from the Knights of Columbus because of their nonprofit status. It wasn't near as much as a hotel. It cost me $175, and it was an enormous hall. And Willie said it cost him $218 to rent the hall. But the neat thing about it is you can write that off 100% on your taxes. But once you rent the hall from them, they're going to start hammering the flyers. They're going to start putting it out to their membership base. And guess what? Most of the people in those membership base are business owners. In the Rotary Club, they're all business owners, or they wouldn't be in the Rotary Club. So what happens is they provide the hall, they provide the refreshments, they do the advertising to their own client base, and they pack the hall for you, and you just show up. So now Willie did it a little different. I charged $250 a head up front through a PayPal page for every business owner that was a member of the Rotary Club, a not-to-miss, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend an entire day with me. So I charged him $250 up front, and the orders came in like crazy. Now, that money I turned around at the end and split with the Rotary Club, 50-50. Out of that, I actually made $6,300 for one day. On the flip side of that, I wrote a check to the Rotary Club for $6,300, and I did it as a charitable contribution. So they kept their nonprofit status, and I got 100% write-off. Not bad, huh? And Willie charged $1,000 a head, and he sold out. But the reason he did is because, well, he's Willie Crawford. You know, so he already has that name. He already has the legendary stuff online. So they knew who he was. You know, so he actually sold the e-commerce workshop for $1,000 a ticket, split that with him up front the same way I did, gave it to him as a charitable contribution, then wrote it off. And on the flip side of that, he picked up clients on the back end that were between 10 and 12 grand a piece. So out of my deal, I wound up making a total of just under 26 grand. And how that worked was I got the money up front, I split that, and then I picked up almost a dozen clients on the back end. Because they were learning about all the stuff, they were going through everything, but it's the same scenario. I wonder how much he would charge me to do that. So even though they paid to be there, they know they need more help, and they know that they're not going to have the time to implement everything you're teaching them. And before we get off of here on the first segment of client gathering, I'm going to tell you guys a neat little trick that I taught one of my guys who was really, really struggling, and he needed to produce the money right now. So he was kind of afraid, you know, to go into a business and ask them for a $5,000 check because he's just not that assertive. So I told him, Terry, this is what you need to do. What you can do is go in the Yellow Pages and look at the business owner's websites in there if they have one. And if they do have one, I guarantee you, the thing that they're missing is on that site is the most important thing about a site is a lead capture mechanism. They don't even have an autoresponder form on it. You know, don't you think that's important? Absolutely it is. And they just don't know it. So what he would do is just go to the business owner and talk to him for a couple of minutes and then show him some examples. And he's charging $500 to $750 a pop just to put an autoresponder form in there and write some emails for the guy. So he said he got three of those on Wednesday, two at $500 and one at $750, and he said he got all the work done in probably about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's nothing for an autoresponder.
No, you just copy and paste it onto their page.
Exactly.
And you're done. And most business owners love that stuff. You know, $500, $750, that's nothing. You know, but it gives them a chance to start building their own list of buying customers. So they can stay in touch with them and all of that type of stuff. It's a one-time fee. But what you can also do is tell them, if you want me to promote your sales for you through this list, I'll do it for $100 a pop. All you got to do is let me know when the sale is and when you want it to go out. And then you charge them $100. They pay you by PayPal. You go into their account, in your AWeber account. You go in there, log in, put the sale down there, and blast it out. So for 15 minutes of work, you just made another $100. And that happens sometimes 3 or 4 times a month from the same client. And they write it off to advertising because that's what it is. Not a bad deal, huh? I mean, honestly, there are so many different ways to legitimately make money from offline businesses and do it honestly that it's just crazy. There's so many different ways that they really need the help, and they'll pay you for it. They don't have a problem with that. Most of them already have money budgeted. They're already spending it on marketing and advertising. They just don't know how to spend it effectively. And we'll be getting into that in the next segment about what to actually do and how to close the prospect once you're in front of them. And I'll show you some neat little tricks that are very simple to do that just blows their mind. But for client gathering, that's your best bet, you know, is try to get hooked up with a local SBDC. If you can't do it, don't get discouraged. It's not a big deal. There's just so many different ways for gathering clients that it really doesn't matter. All of them are effective, and you can employ more than one of them. So you can go, if that doesn't work, then you can go to the B2B salespeople, then you can go to the owner's B2B salespeople, and then after that, you can actually go to the charity, like the Rotaries, Wanna Clubs, all of those, even the Shriners. I hope nobody on here is a Shriner, but I will tell you, I've worked with these guys, and they're a greedy bunch. So those guys are master marketers, the Shriners are. Very, very good at what they do. So there's just tons and tons of different ways to do that. Now, Tony Nova, here's a little story for you. Tony Nova is actually one of the biggest offline marketers out there. And he actually called me. We talked for about 15, 20 minutes on the phone. And 2 weeks later, we split just under $100,000 in commission between us. And how we did that was Tony put on a magic show because he's also a magician, and he's very, very good. He put on a magic show for business owners and their families, and then invited the business owners only into the next auditorium to meet me. So there were about 130 people in there, and we sold a ton of business at $5,000 a pop, and we spent the next 3 days doing nothing but picking up checks. So we showed up at an Internet Warrior meeting in Miramar Beach, and we timed it so we would be there at that time because I was going down there anyway. So Advanced Warrior meeting, and whenever Tony and I got there, we had a shoebox full of checks, and we just wanted to show that to those folks. So there's tons and tons of different ways that you can get the clients to start calling you. For some of you, it's going to happen really, really fast. Once you start implementing some of this stuff, you're going to start getting calls, and then you're going to say, oh my gosh, what do I say? What do I do? Not a problem at all. If you guys get a client that calls you and you need some help, by all means, call the office here, and I'll go through it with you, or even three-way with you, to speak to the client on your behalf. And really all you have to do is get the free 15-minute consultation set up. It's very simple to do. And just tell them, yeah, I looked at your site. What's the best time of day for me to just stop by and go over some stuff? Take about 15 minutes. Well, afternoon is usually better for me. Okay, that's great. Let me look on my schedule and see what I've got open, because I'm getting pretty booked. Then you check on there, and I don't care if you don't have anybody on the entire paper. That's what you tell them. And then you give them an option of two different times. You know, I can see you at 5:30, you know, right before you guys close, or it looks like the only other opening that I've got is after you close at 7 p.m. Would that be better for you? Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. After we close would be better for me. Can you see me then? Sure. So if you start setting up the 15-minute free consultations, don't panic, because you know absolutely nothing. All you have to do is set up the consultations, and you got to admit that's very simple to do. You don't have to really tell them anything. Yeah, we'll cover all that when I get there. It won't take long. If you get some of those start to set up before you get the next module and get into all that, all you have to do is contact us here at the office, and I'll move you to that level very, very quickly and go through all of that with you one-on-one and make sure that you totally understand how that meeting is going to work. Because one thing that you've got to remember is you have a major, major advantage in coming into that business person's office. They called you. You didn't call them.
What if I did call them?
You can do that, too.
I know people who have websites who have no lead capture system at all.
It's prevalent. It's a big, big problem. See, this entire industry in the offline consulting that you guys are just now learning has such a phenomenal bottomless rate on it. It's crazy. There's no competition. I guarantee you there's nobody in your hometown doing this. Guarantee it. And on the flip side of that, the business owners really, really need your help. They really do. And they're willing to pay you very handsomely for that help. So it is a true win-win for everybody.
Do you have a PowerPoint presentation you use when you've called on a customer?
I actually use something similar to that, but I use some other techniques and some other things too. In the other segment, and it pretty much tells you, there's one little trick you can use where you just go to their site right in front of them, and you can right-click on their site and then click on View Source. And what that does, it pops up a little notepad, and you know it shows all their raw HTML. So you can show them right in front of them what their keywords are. And that amazes most of them. They're like, how'd you do that? It's just that simple. So you show them their keywords, and here's an example. I said Mike's Bike Repair, and that was one of the last clients I picked up. And I did that to him, and this guy had, I don't know, about a dozen keywords in there that were actually pretty good, but they were put in there by an IT guy who had absolutely no clue what he's doing. And you'll find this a lot. His long-tailed keyword should have been what? It should have been Mike's Bike Repair. And he had that in there as his first keyword, but it said Mike's, comma, bike, comma, repair. So what that did was break up that entire long-tailed keyword into three separate keywords, so anybody looking for Mike is going to hit his site. Anybody looking for bike of any kind is going to hit his site. And anybody looking for any kind of repair is going to hit his site. And he wondered why his conversion rates were so stinky.
You want to hear a worse one? My hairdresser used a webmaster that was referred to him by a former boss, good friend of his. The webmaster used a copy of the former client's website, Victoria and Albert Hair Salon. My guy is Vincent's masterpiece. When I went in and looked at the source code, everything on there was for Victoria and Albert. The guy had never even bothered to change the meta tag.
Yep. There's a lot of that. Well, that was what Matt Basak and I were talking about, the difference between stealing and swiping. There's a big difference. You know, you can swipe their site and just get ideas from it and create your own. Well, that's a swipe file. You know, that if you just copy their site and post it somewhere else, well, that's stealing.
Well, I know that I most likely know more than the people that I'm going to be calling on know. First off, they're going to have a webmaster they may want to talk to. Secondly, I need to make sure I know more than they know.
Absolutely.
So how do I get there?
And that's what we're going to get into in the next segment, is what you actually say to the business owners during the 15-minute consultation. You know, and it proves to them very quickly. And I will tell you this. Most of their webmasters do not like me. Not hard to figure out.
That's the end of part one. Please continue to part two.